Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Talking to God, a study of the principles of prayer. Based on Ron Dunn's book, Don't Just Stand There, Pray Something. In this session, we'll be looking at John chapter 15 and verses 1 through 8, the life that produces prayer. God wants Christians to pray. It was His idea. So, what kind of life produces prayer? Well, John 15, verse 7, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Just consider this promise. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. A life lived in such a way that the will of the believer is in harmony with God. What kind of living is this? The normal prayer life is produced by a life of abiding. And it's best understood in the vine. Isaiah chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. Now let me sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved regarding his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard on a very fruitful hill. He dug it up and cleared out its stones and planted it with the choicest vine. He built a tower in its midst and also made a wine press in it. So he expected it to bring forth good grapes, but it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge please between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Why then, when I expected it to bring forth good grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes? And now, please let me tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it shall be burned, and break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned or dug. But there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain on it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his pleasant plant. He looked for justice, but behold, oppression. For righteousness, but behold, a cry for help. Israel was pictured as a vine, but she had become a dead vine. Jesus came along and he declared, I am the true vine. True means substantial. It means enduring. It's the eternal versus the temporary. Someone posed the question, if you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be sufficient evidence to convict you? Well, look at John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8, where Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You're already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples. He's describing his relationship to us. Jesus is to us what the vine is to the branches. We are to Jesus what branches are to the vine. What does it mean to be a What does it mean for a branch to abide in the vine? Well, first, the branch must accept the vine's purpose. Verse 2, the first part of it. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Look further on into verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. The purpose of the branch is to bear fruit. It has no value in itself if not to bear fruit. The branch has no reason to continue. It says he takes away. Listen, something important. The wood of the vine was not accepted for burning the altar fires of the temple. And it was too soft to be sold for timber. So they were just placed in a pile and burned. The branch is good for one thing and one thing only. It is basically a grape rack. Abiding is patiently resting in Christ, confident that he, the vine, will produce fruit. The task of producing fruit, it's not ours. The sole responsibility of the branch is to abide and remain healthy. The purpose for which Christ saved us is for fruit bearing. He manifests his life through our abiding. Fruit is the outward expression of his inward nature's presence. The picture of many churches today is activities and events, every place life. Being busy doesn't please God. Obedience does. Return to reaching the lost for Christ. Return to teaching the things of Christ. Return to ministering to those in need. Go back to verse 2 again, the second part of it. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Think about that. The branch that bears fruit is pruned to bear more fruit. And abiding results in much fruit. Verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Don't skip that second part. Theoretically, how can more fruit be produced? Add more branches or develop healthier branches. Did you ever notice that dead trees don't lose their leaves? Notice that? Do you know why that is? It's because dead leaves don't fall off live trees. They're pushed off by sap, making room for the new ones. God thought of everything, didn't he? Imagine if we had to climb up and pull all the leaves off the tree. No, we must make sure trees are healthy so the life flows unhindered through the branches, producing the intended fruit. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Second, the branch must be available for the vine's purpose. Abiding in Christ does not mean doing nothing. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 10. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his work as God did from his. It says he ceased from his works. Jesus made the blood sacrifice and rested from his work. But he continues to do the Father's work. The branch must make itself available for the vine to use. Imagine if Michelangelo had looked up in the Sistine Chapel and said, I don't do ceilings. There's a simple epitaph on an old tombstone in England that says, in the worst of times, he did the best of things. Being available is abiding. Lord, here's my life to do with as you please. I'm available. Ron Dunn, has this parable that he calls Talk with a Water Faucet. One day I was walking through the kitchen and noticed the water faucet was down in the dumps. I stopped and said, "Hey, faucet, what's wrong? You look depressed." "Yes, master, I am." "Well, why so?" Faucet looked down. "I failed you. I'm sorry." "Failed me? How?" "Well, sir, I've seen you pass by a dozen times, and I haven't done anything for you. I haven't washed your hands. I haven't quenched your thirst. I haven't done anything. Oh, a couple of times I tried to turn myself on, but I only was able to squeeze out a couple of drops. It didn't amount to much. I'm sorry." I patted his shiny chrome handle. "You silly water faucet. You're right. I have passed you a dozen times and you haven't done anything for me. You haven't turned on once today. But that's my business. If I'd wanted to wash my hands or take a drink, I would have turned you on. I don't want you to turn yourself on. All you will do is waste water and make a mess." I looked Fawcett straight in the nozzle and said, "Listen to me. Every time I walked by today, I knew you were there. I knew that if I wanted to use you, all I had to do was touch you and you would respond. I don't measure your faithfulness by how much water you dispense in a day. I judge you by your availability. You've been faithful to me today, Fawcett, because you have been available to me." John chapter 7, verses 37 and 38 read, "On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, 'If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.'" You know what the translation of that is? "You provide a riverbed, and I'll send the river." Are you abiding as a branch in the vine? Have you accepted the vine's purpose of fruit bearing? Are you available when the vine moves to produce? You answer those questions, and you have a great day.